Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
Hello.
There he is. Juju.
Mr. Law Ranger himself.
What's up?
All right, Billy's here now.
Hello, Billy.
Oh, y'all want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nah.
Who's there?
I called Billy and he ain't text me back.
When?
I text you about the challenge, but you ain't text me back.
When?
Exactly when your phone say I text you, bud.
Oh, wait.
There it is.
I texted you the next day about this.
You ain't responding to my text, though. I responded to yours. That's all good.
I feel like we need to squash this. You're mad at me. Can we, like, hug?
Oh, a little Zoom hug?
Juju, don't get, like, we're good, man. We're just texting. You know, you text people back right away? Not always, right? Come on.
Yeah, I do. Especially during the quarantine.
All right, well, let's get this started. This is fun. Dare for Schmucks part two. We got a big group of outcasts here. We got Aaron in the building. Aaron's dad is here. This is exciting. Billy, give the backstory on Aaron and his dad, because frankly, I'm not sure I remember it.
Aaron and Aaron's dad. Aaron calls into the local hour all the time. Your dad calls into the local hour too, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't?
No.
I mean, then I feel like I invited the wrong person's dad here. Oh. No, but I remember them. They came down to the last Moss event, and they were very lovely. And I said, if Aaron's on, we have to talk to Aaron's dad also. So we invited his dad, and his dad is here.
Hello, Aaron's dad.
Hello. The other part was we met Billy's dad, and we wanted to hang out with Billy's dad. And he was lovely, and we met Billy's wife, and she was like, I don't know why you don't go out. I felt like we were destined to become great friends, but it just didn't happen.
Well, I'm a jerk. If anyone's learned anything today, it's that I'm a jerk that's bad at answering texts.
This is not a great start for Billy so far. But we just learned that Aaron just had a kid. He has a child. He has a one-month-old, and that is very crazy. Aaron's dad, how is it like? How's Aaron been a dad so far?
Oh, he's ridiculously goo-goo over this baby.
All right, so now we have Steve and Kat here. See, we have a couple newcomers here, Aaron and his dad. Steve and Kat are new, but we had to bring back the winners of the first Dinner for Schmucks Local Hour Edition, the Lauer Rangers, the starter of the Lauer Rangers. We got Juju Gotti and Stu Pock. Juju, what's up, man? I know you and Billy are hashing out some stuff about exchange of texts. Are you good, man? You look good. You got the Bulls jersey rocking. What's good?
Oh, dale. Arriba la raza. You know what I mean? Billy, my dog. That's why, you know, friends can you know what I mean, can talk
exactly
to each other. So, you know what I mean? Salute to Billy.
Hey, you just need to start texting back, though.
Right. As far as the public goes, I love Billy. Billy is always there. You know what I mean? He's a great guy. I love skeptical Billy, and I love the regular Billy. I love Peepo. I got, you know what I mean? I'm a big fan. I'm drinking out of a Guillermo Mafia mug right now. That's my dog.
Privately, though, not the same feelings towards me.
I mean, when you're friends, you could talk to each other in a manner that improves things.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate you calling me out on it, because I could get better at texting. I think Chris can tell you too. I'm not the best at texting.
See, I can't crush Billy because I'm equally not great with my texts. But I was going to say, don't take it personal. It's not like Billy's like, I hate Juju Gotti. He's kind of like that with everybody. So yeah, I wouldn't take it personal.
I don't take it personal.
And all right, Supak, man, what's up?
You already know, man. Chilling, got a couple hot takes on the ground. We'll get to them later, but just trying to stay healthy, stay out the way. You know what it is.
And now, and the other newcomers we have here, Stephen Catt from Stephen Catt, the local hour. We fixed their marriage. They were having troubles a couple years back, and we fixed their marriage. And the reason they were having trouble is because, can I say how much? Can I say why you're famous around these parts?
Unfortunately, Steve? Yes.
Steve is famous for spending, I think it was $1,200 to attend our New York City event. That was for two tickets. He didn't buy all the tickets for that much. That was just for two tickets. And Stephen Catt, welcome to the Lauer Dinner for Schmucks.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate being the B-list Schmucks call. Thank you for that.
The runner-up. That's
we're not bad enough for Schmucks, but we're the B-list Schmucks. Yeah,
that's true. Billy.
We're coming up on our one-year anniversary of knowing them, by the way, right?
Wow. That was the 18th, actually. It's my mom's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Who's counting? So the way this works is we go around, we give everybody a little chance to talk. They can present something, whether it's a take, a story, a question, just something to get the conversations flowing. Billy, who should we start with today? Where are you feeling it?
I feel like we should leave it up to our defending champions, Juju and Stupak. And if one of them wants to lead it off, we can start with them. And if not, they can kind of pass. Kind of like when you win a coin toss, like kick or receive, Juju.
Mm-hmm. I will kick. Stephen Catt, what's going on with y'all?
Yeah.
Right. I'm interested in knowing what's going on with y'all, man. I really like y'all. I mean, I think y'all are very nice, both of y'all. You know what I mean? I met y'all a couple of times, and you guys have always been extremely wonderful.
Definitely one of the better couples, I think, that are both fans of the show. You know, I feel like generally when we meet couples, one fan is insane about us, and the other is just like, I feel like Steve has been insane about us, but I feel like Catt has come to the dark side, and she's now one of us.
I have to say, I live for Ron McGill on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Very, very big. I ended a conference call a little early to me because I heard the start over the over that. I was like, I gotta go. And I, I'm big fan of Ron McGill and the show. But
right.
Ron McGill.
That's fair. He's one of the best.
I think I asked you at the. It was either you or Billy. I can't remember at the Gramercy. One of you was like going up and down the aisles, and like the first thing I asked, I was like, is Ron McGill here? And you're like, no, sorry, you can't really step away from a zoo right now for this, but
yeah, right.
No.
We should have brought him to that. What's up, Steve?
All right, so we have a question topic where basic quarantine related, wedding related, where we had six weddings this year we were going to, and three next year. We're kind of that age where everybody's getting married. So one's already been postponed, so possibly up to nine next year if they get moved. So these are more for the people that have been married in the chat, but do you guys keep track of what people gave you and then just match that gift for when it's your turn for the wedding?
Oh, for sure. And I feel like that went with like invites too. Like if someone invited me to the wedding, I was like, God damn, I have to invite them.
So I tried, we to send out the thank you notes and all that. We made a list of like, this person gave us this person gave us that. So we'd like personalized, like, thank you so much. Now, if it was like a check or cash or whatever, just say thank you for the gift. I don't remember exactly how we phrased it, but like, yeah, we tried to. I haven't been to a ton of weddings since my wedding, I don't think. So, like, moving forward, I hadn't, but if I'm gonna be honest, I tried to, you know, I tried to remember what I gave other people, and I'm like, yeah, this is, you know, you gave me kind of the same thing, so we're good.
Juju, what's up with your gift giving at weddings when you go to weddings?
Ironically, I've never been to a wedding. I don't have that many partners or friends, and so I've never been to a wedding before.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, no, we kept up with what people gave us because we just got married not even a year ago, and we really keep up with it so that we don't give them the gift that they gave us, because a lot of the stuff we're not using and we're probably going to re-gift. And,
oh, wow.
And Will Ferrell.
No.
We try to do it about the exact same level.
Because one of the issues, too, for us is one of our friends is notorious for he literally doesn't gift anything. He didn't even give a card to try and, like, sneak under the cracks. But he's getting married next year, so now we're not sure, do we give him a gift?
Oh, wow.
Because we feel super cheap doing that.
If this guy just has a rule, like, I don't give people gifts, and you know about this rule, it depends how much you like him. If you really like him, I guess you got to give him something.
Well, we're friends with his fiance, too.
Right, okay. Juju, what do you – I see you mulling over there. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking this is an important conversation. I'm glad we're having it.
Go, go, Lava Ranger.
Yeah. All right, it had to be said. All right, you know what? Decent topic. Good job, Stephen Cat. That's how you do it, you know? It was, mm-hmm.
You didn't ask Aaron or his dad.
I had a good one.
I can't see you. It's tough. That's see, like, I can't tell when he wants to get in. So, like, that's.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
No, no, you're good.
I got married 31 years ago, and I got a smoker, and it's been sitting in my closet for 31 years, and I finally gave it to Aaron last Sunday.
Wow.
All right, so who's next? Let's see. All right, this time I'm picking who's going next. You know what? I'm picking. Juju Gotti, you're up.
I mean, I don't really have a topic. It's just a discussion of.
There you go.
When the quarantine started, I was like, oh, man, you know, I ain't got no friends. This is going to be a breeze. 1 week later, I was putting my hair out. I am so lonely and bored. I have not. I haven't watched the Jordan documentary. I haven't watched none of that.
What?
I haven't watched the Tiger King. I haven't watched. I got into like 15 minutes of the Tiger King, and they went to like Carol Baskin closet. And she had all leopard with no drip. And I was like, nah. And then, so I haven't watched a lot of popular stuff because people ruin it for me. You know what I mean? Like, you go on Twitter and be like, oh, yeah, you guys should watch episodes 1 and 3 because you guys aren't going to like 2 and 4. It's like, get out of here. I don't watch previews for movies. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
the last preview for movie I watched was Deja Vu. And they had Denzel Washington hanging off like a cliff. And then he was like, what if you got to tell somebody something you know will change their life forever? So I was in the movie waiting for that. And that was the last scene of the movie. I was like, oh, man. So since then, I haven't watched movies, previews.
Now I'm just picturing you sitting at home watching TV, and then all of a sudden a preview comes on. You're like, no.
Everybody who be around me, they know I don't watch it. I'm muted. You know what I mean? Like, imagine this. I went to see the movie with Heath Ledger, The Dark Knight. I didn't know the Joker was in it. I didn't know what was going on. I was overwhelmed in the movies. Like, you know what I mean? And that's how I go to movies. So I like to be overwhelmed. You know what I mean? And so many people talk about the Jordan, and I can't watch it until it's over. You know?
Speaking of Dark Knight, check out Juju's album, Dark Knights, wherever you get your albums. How's the album doing, Juju?
Thank you so much, Chris. You're my friend. It's doing pretty good, man. It's doing better than I could have ever expected. You know what I mean? Definitely check it out wherever you can. I would definitely appreciate it.
It bumps. Hello, there's Aaron's dad.
And you are fresh, man. You know what I mean? How you doing, brother? But yeah, man, I really appreciate anybody giving it a listen, you know, especially in these dark times.
Yep. In these dark nights.
Juju, can I ask you a question? What, and you don't have to answer, but I'm worried. Like, what have you been doing to pass the time if you haven't been watching TV and stuff?
Exactly. I've been pretty much catching up on things that I didn't watch over the years because I saw a piece of the preview. For example, right now, I'm on like season 4 of Peaky Blinders. And oh, my goodness, it's fantastic. You know what I mean? I'm watching a show on Amazon called 10 Star, T-I-N-S-T-A-R. Ah, oh, chef's kiss. I'm also rewatching The Wire since we talked about it last time with Snoop Pop, and that show is better. I watched all these shows when I was younger, some of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you can catch Tiger King in like 4 or 5 years.
Exactly. Go, go, Lava Rangers.
There you go. Way to fill, way to fill.
I've been writing music as well, you know what I mean? I wrote like 4 albums now, you know what I mean?
You been writing?
Hell yeah. Imagine that. My whole situation was going towards going on tour right now. I'm supposed to be on tour right now. And now it's like, damn, I don't even know when there's going to be another opportunity to go on tour. It's like my mind has been like in dark places again. And I'm trying to come up with positivity. And you know what I mean? I don't have these skills that everybody else has. I can do music and.
But listen, bro, you real personable, bro. That's a skill, dog. Being able to talk to people. Hey, being honest, not being no shady character. That's a skill. You feel me? So don't never doubt yourself, you know? Because half the people got their jobs from talking to people. It ain't their education or what they know or how they do the job. It's because of who you know. You feel me? And you rub elbows with the right people, bro. Don't ever get down on yourself like that, dog.
I appreciate it, man. I really, like, for real, for real. I really appreciate that because – I mean,
bro, we rock with you, bro. That's why I say this real landly, bro. Like, we really, that's why I say when I dropped my email that time, And they like, bro, you're going to get a lot of crazy emails. I'm like, I ain't tripping, bro. This the family, bro. This is our family. You feel me? And I ain't got one crazy email, nothing, bro. Like, everything I get all be love, bro. This family out here, bro. You feel me? Like,
I be forgetting that because I'm in here, like I said, I'm in here by myself. I ain't got no kids. I ain't got no wife. I ain't got nobody. And so I'm in here with nothing but my thoughts and my depression and shit. So I be, you know what I mean?
Where do you do your best writing, do you think? Like, do you, like in the shower, you know, you light up some wacky tobacco? Like, how do you do your best writing?
I actually stopped smoking. These days, I wake up and I usually write the best in the mornings because I'm like, bam, nothing has crossed my mind yet, you know what I mean? But by, like, 4 o'clock, I hate everybody.
Do you write while you poop?
No.
Bro, you can't tell me you ain't never came up on the bar on the toilet and was like, thank all right, you. I'm about to go write this, thank bro. You done came up with thank something you, while you was on that toilet, thank bro. You ain't about to do that. No doubt, Chris. I got you.
I'm like David Samson. Like, I'm a germ or foe. That's why
I'm not saying you have to literally do right. I'm not like,
yeah,
I don't
you
have
ain't
you
gotta write it.
I'm not saying a pad and paper, but, you know, you just getting the right thing.
What, usually I did when I'm, when I'm in the bathroom, is I'm usually thinking of, like, Instagram story clips or something like that. You know what I mean? Which has also took a very big hit. I usually do Instagram stories for, like, you know what I mean, every day or so. Now I get halfway through it, and I'm like, damn, I'm like, oh, I can't do it.
So do we have any other musicians here that wants to plug anything? Aaron's dad, are you working on any albums or anything?
I'm not working on any albums. I don't have much musical talent.
Okay, Aaron?
You've definitely called the local hour before. I know that your son says that you haven't, but I know that you have.
That was his thing that made him popular among the area, and I didn't really want to take that away from him, letting him know that I'm a regular caller.
So there it is.
I got a question. Do you guys have people who act in television shows that you hate in real life? Like, for a role they play, this is guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think in Glorious Bastards, the Nazi guy, I hate him and everything he does now because of that role. Also, Aunt Vivian's sister on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Aunt Vi or something, I hate her.
Oh, wow.
No, hey, I know y'all seen the one. It's Dog Who Killed Menace on Kane, who had raped old girl in Players Club, and he did something else in another movie. Like, bro, he's shady in every movie, bro. I don't trust him in real life. You feel me? Like,
there was a Julianne Moore movie where it turns out at the end she was, like, giving her kid cough syrup, and she, like, blamed it on the neighborhood for killing her kid. And I despise her in anything since that. I can't see her.
You know someone that I can't take seriously is Bradley Cooper, because I always think back to him in Wedding Crashers and what a jerk he was.
Same.
So anytime he's like a good guy, I'm like, you're not a good guy.
Yeah.
No. You're that Zach. Horrible fiance.
Was his name like Zach or something?
Zach. Zach.
All right, but look, though, that's a credit to how good of an actor they are if they can keep you stuck in that place. It's kind of like a gift and a curse, you know what I mean? Because they took you there, but now you can't get out of there and see him somewhere else because you're still stuck there. You feel me?
Washington in a new TV show called, like, Little Fires Everywhere, and I hate Kerry Washington. I don't even like her in real life.
Wow.
That's exactly who I was about to say because of that show.
Right? Really? Get out of here. Like, what are you? Yes. Get off. Like, get out of here, girl.
Hey, see, that sounds like the people who ain't like Joffrey in Game of Thrones in real life, and the people who ain't like Tyreek from Power in real life.
Yep, Joffrey and Tyreek can walk to the ocean as soon as they hit his come out. Both of them.
Joffrey's a little kid in The Dark Knight, Commissioner Gordon's son.
Yep, and he the one who got Two-Face the access to be in that position, so yeah, I don't like him from that either.
I am so glad you guys kept this conversation going, because I haven't heard of, like, any of these. Like, I've heard of Kerry Washington, but outside of that, I don't really know anyone you guys are talking about.
Do you watch Power, bro? Because you kind of look like the lawyer off Power, like a redhead, like the redheaded version of the lawyer off Power, bro. The dude from Entourage. What's his name?
Jerry Ferrara.
Oh, Jerry Ferrara. Okay,
turtle?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, a turtle, bro. Turtle, yeah.
A redheaded turtle? Okay.
Yeah, no doubt, bro. No doubt. Hey, you could be a stunt double for him and when they was in there shooting up the building.
What?
You didn't watch Power, so you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, but
maybe out of 6 drinks, he looked like him.
Chris, you can go take some shots for Turtle.
Hell yeah, man. Aaron, the floor is yours, my friend. What do you want to talk about?
All right. Has anyone ever been in public and not realized till it was too late that you didn't have toilet paper?
Oh, hell no. Hey, and I'm going to tell you, listen, hey, this is a cultural thing. Let me cut in right here. I know Juju will agree with me, bro. Raise your hand, dog. We will not get into the bathroom or not realize it's not toilet tissue till it's too late because it will be toilet tissue all over that seat, bro. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I pepper the toilet paper, the toilet seat.
Hey.
See, I don't understand the big deal on sitting on a toilet. I mean, why does my ass need
no
to be
way.
Like, I'm going to go home and shower in an hour. Like, I don't
Are
see
you serious, bro?
No, I can't do it.
I'm with Chris.
I mean, I'm obviously not sitting on a bunch of urine. I'm not going to sit down on a bunch of urine. But if I lift the seat up and I don't see anything on the seat, like, I'm good.
Nah,
like,
you're gross.
It's my ass. Why do I need to, like...
First off, wait. I'm going to tell you where you're wrong, because... It's most of the time, it's no lid on public toilets. So when you lift the seat up, then you're lifting up the seat.
Yeah.
So you do that, yeah, you're going straight to the piss. Listen, the thing to do in public, and this is my trick right here, my little life hack. Here you go. I go to wherever is the most solitude at, where people really don't go, with the place less traveled. You feel me? So if I'm on the road and I got to go to the bathroom, I'm going to stop and go at the bank and go to their bathroom.
Wow.
Don't too many people go to the bathroom in the bank. Yeah, you know I mean, so it's like I'm gonna walk up a couple flights of stairs. I'm gonna go back. I might be in the employee lounge where I don't belong. Yeah, you know I mean? I'm gonna be somewhere in that solitude.
So I always go to the damn gas station. What am I thinking?
Gross.
I'm an idiot.
And you poop over the seat?
No, I don't poop. I don't poop unless I like am dying. Okay, I wait till I get home if I can help it. I'm just saying.
I think I
use more paper on the seat than to wipe.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. I've clogged public toilets just on the paper that I have on the seat. I had one time, Stupak, I don't know if you've done the same thing as me. The best thing in public bathrooms are those little, I don't even know what they're called, like those inventions that you get out that covers the toilet seat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So that you don't have to use all that toilet paper.
I hate those.
No.
Hey, I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I will take that and put that on there. I'll make like a little toilet paper sandwich because I'm going to take that, put that on there, then put the toilet tissue on there, and then put another one on top just to keep it like neat.
Sometimes I do two. I'll do one with the thing folding down in the back and one with the thing folding down in the front to make sure absolutely everything is covered on it. And I clog toilets that way. Yeah.
I put like tissue all in that guy. Like, this is not even a toilet there. I just sit on tissue.
I can't figure out who's more disturbed by this conversation, Kat or Aaron's dad. Kat, how are you doing with this conversation?
This is a very different conversation for a female to be a part of. It's hard for me to relate.
I was going to say, do you want to add anything or you just want to sit it out?
I'm good.
Sit it out.
Yeah, you guys have it covered.
Dad.
No, wait. I want to ask it. I want to ask her who she agrees with. Me or with the person who just sits down and doesn't know?
I mean, I think we know where she's going to go on that one. She's going to agree with me. Aaron, Aaron's dad, you seem like a guy who just sits bare ass right on there with me. Come on, Aaron's dad.
Yeah, I'm here. I sit right down.
My man, Aaron's dad. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Old school, me and Aaron's dad.
My God.
Yeah, hey, then he folded his arms, right?
He's like, yep. That's right.
Dog, y'all are too funny, bro.
Hey, Stupak, I'm also about the secret bathroom life, though. I used to have mapped out, when I was in college, I had mapped out the bathrooms that I would use, and it was always like the third floor of this building that was just like science professors' offices, and there was only like one stall in there, but the lights weren't working. So I always knew this is a place, like this building's always empty. I'm going to go there. And if I wouldn't go there, I would go like across campus to like some other like small office where there was no one, where I knew like it'd have as little traffic as possible. Cause I knew that those were like the cleanest toilets.
That's the heady play, bro. That's what I just said. You have to go find somewhere desolate, bro. Somewhere out the way where it's not a bunch of traffic.
And you don't tell anyone what those spots are because then it gets the traffic.
Well, it's too late. Nah, I already told the bank, and the bank is like the real crucial one, bro. I'm telling you, nobody goes to take a, you know what I mean?
So
a lot
smart.
Of people don't go in the bank, bro. So you pull up to the bank. Nah, a lot of times they think I'm doing something shady. They think I'm trying to rob you. It's a lot of, because I just walk in and I'm in the bathroom for 5-10 minutes. They're like, man, what is he in there doing? You know what I mean? But hey, that's where it's at.
I am such a sheep, man. I'm such a sheep. Just right to the rest stop every time. That's it.
That's like the worst place.
I will say, I hate this when I go somewhere new. I've never been there before, and I ask for the bathroom. So I knock, and it's like in like a busy area. It's like a, so I knock, and I'm waiting, and then I open the door, and it's all stalls inside, and I had no idea that it wasn't like a single person bathroom.
Yes.
And I feel like everybody is just looking at me like, you idiot. Like, what were you thinking? And I'm like, oh, like I didn't know the door, the way it was, it had a handle, so I figured it wasn't pushed. I like had to knock. It's like it makes me very.
Have you ever? You could like. You might have like started a line. You're like standing out there, and then a line forms behind you, and then it's like there's 50 stalls in here. What are you doing?
You gotta love that when you walk in a public restroom and the light flicks on, so you know it's dead empty in there.
Yeah,
a couple stalls. It's great feeling.
I hate those single bathrooms when you know it's a single bathroom, so you have to lock it, and the person before you has made like a mess, or they're like. They've pooped in the toilet. Or they've peed like all over the seat or whatever, right?
Man, it's over. In and out, bro. As soon as I open the door and see that, I'm
fucked.
No. Do it. But like, no. I'm definitely not sitting down. But I'm saying if I have to do number one, I'll do it, right? I'm not cleaning up anyone else's mess. I'm not touching that. And then it's horrifying when you walk out and someone's waiting to go in and it's like, dude, that was not me. I swear that was not me. Like, I had to go. I found that mess. I flushed the toilet, but, like, I'm not cleaning up someone else's mess.
If I go in and it look like that, I'm not going in. I'm not doing number one. Like, it's not happening, bro. I might go outside. I might go behind the building, bro. Like, I'm not tripping, bro. Like, I'm not about to go in here. Like, I'd rather use it outside than being somewhere nasty, bro, because that made me throw up. You feel me? I mean, my bad. But it's going to make me, like, nauseous, bro. I'm not going to be able to do it, period.
Go, Lower Rangers.
I want to say one thing right now. I'm proud of my dog, Chris, man. My dog, Chris, was on the Brady interview today, man. Like,
yeah.
Man, shouts out to my boy, Chris, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Round of applause around America.
You
did it. I don't care if you was on there for 1 second. You was in there.
Half a sentence. That's right.
That's my dog. Go Loud Rangers.
Man, all right. We're going to have to get you up out this zone, bro. We need that. We need that energy, baby.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've been in here stuck, bro. Like, you know how it feels that I haven't listened. I haven't even listened to podcasts. Like, I listen to the regular, the national show. I listen to the local hour. You know what I mean? But I be in and out, man. Cause
hey, Billy, you're gonna have to catch it over to the spot and have a drink with my dog, bro. Get him out of zone, man.
I feel like part of this might be my fault because of the texting thing. Like,
I would say more than part of it. I would say more than part of it's your fault.
I mean,
I'm saying just get him out his funk, catch the Uber to the spot, have a drink with my dog, get him back rocking, bump some music. You know what I mean? Just a little vibing with some friends. You feel me? Show some love.
You know how much an Uber from Miami to Atlanta is going to cost me, Juju?
It's the thought.
You in Atlanta, bro? I thought you was in Miami, dog.
I live in Atlanta. That's what I'm saying. I'm really in the street.
Oh, right? I thought you was in Miami, bro.
How nice of that. That Billy knows where Juju lives. How nice was that? Look at that, Billy. Good job, Billy.
Yeah, but now I put his business out there, and I don't know if I should have done that.
Exactly. Speaking of that, you know what I mean? The show fans got me fired from my job.
Hold on. Break that down.
I said Shan's fans.
I worked at a recording studio. You know what I mean? It was a prominent recording studio. You know what I mean? We had Beyonce in there. We had Justin Timberlake. Big studio. And I was the manager, and upon my first calls on the show, I let it be known that I was where I worked, you know what I mean? And me and Amin had worked in the same place. He had interned there whenever he was in college here in Atlanta. And from that, some of the show fans of the show, they start calling the job, and you know what I mean? Just shout me out, like, what's up, Brad? And my manager, me and him wasn't that necessarily that great, the owner. We wasn't necessarily on great terms because of certain things. And so he got a lot of those calls himself. And he was like, oh, you tying up my phone lines, yada, yada, yada. You got to make it stop. And I was like, how am I going to make that stop, you know? And so, which is totally unfair to me, but he owns the studio. So it happened like one time and he was there. He said, who's that on the phone? He heard it on the other line. He was a fan of the show. I'm not going to be like, I got to hang up on you. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. I appreciate it. And he said I missed a certain call that was important, and he fired me on the spot. And so I lost my job because of the fans of the show, and I don't blame you guys or anybody. But since then, I've been messed up in the streets, you know what I mean, because that was my only source of income. So
that's
why I decided to do music harder and do it, you know what I mean, smarter, put everything into my music. And then that's when Dan Stanzik said that I didn't qualify as a rapper, and so I took it personal, you know what I mean, because that was my only profession. Not only did the show kind of cost me my job, but now people associated with the show is dissing the only profession that I do have. And so it's like, damn, y'all don't give a damn about me, huh? And he's never cleaned that up either. That's why I can't listen to all them podcasts. Stu Pod is coming out every day now. Yeah. And I haven't listened to none of them because I cannot stand to hear the voice of Dan Stanzian right now, because not only does he say I'm not qualified as a rapper, now he's doing podcasts. I'm stuck at the house and I can't go be a rapper. And it's very, very depressing to me. And he never cleaned that up.
If you got haters though, man, you made it.
No, he don't got no haters. See, I had it all wrong. He say they calling showing love, and the manager still got me. I could see it. They was calling, just complaining and making up loud. They calling showing love. Hey, bro, I got a big. You don't know what's gonna happen off this. And dog, I guarantee you can get a job at another studio, bro, at another big studio.
That's the thing, bro.
You feel me? So.
But you think, my brother, and I salute you for thinking it. But the music, with the virus going on, and no foreseeable future as far as touring and all of that, that really, you know what I mean, messed up my future, you know what I mean? And I'm really trying to get back on track, but it's hard to come up with positivity whenever you put all your resources into that. And now it's like, oh, yeah. And the tour managers, they say, oh, nah, you know what I mean? We're going to get to it. And it's like, ugh. You know? But now Stu Potty comes out every day, and I'm like, ugh. You know what I mean? Salute to Stu Potty. Listen to Stu Potty. It's out every day now, 17 episodes a day. wherever you get your podcast, I love Stu Gotts. He's doing a great job. You know, it's my boy Chris Cody, he's shine. My boy Charlie Hume, man. My boy Old Money Charlie. That's my dog for real. Charlie was one of the actual first people to text me when I put my CD out and told me congratulations. And I'm not just bullshit. I love Charlie. That's my dog. And even when I came from New York, he was one of the first people to ask me, did I make it home safe and all of that? You know what I mean? So salute to Charlie for doing big things, man. I really appreciate you, brother. Dan Stanzian, hopefully one day I will qualify as a rapper to you, and it'll be all water under the bridge. But until then, keep doing your thing too, brother. You just know that you affected somebody out here in ways that you never would know.
Aaron's dad, your thoughts? I'm just kidding.
No, hey, I want to hear his thoughts. No, let's go.
We can file a lawsuit for Juju.
That is true. That's true. It doesn't seem like you got fired for cause.
Hey, that's why you get the OG in the game, though, because he's going to give you some knowledge.
There you go.
And he's a lawyer.
Oh, he's a lawyer. Oh, there you go. Aaron's dad sees an opportunity here. Like, I see some foul play here.
The only thing about that job is we got paid under the table, so it's like,
Well, that's an automatic lawsuit right there. What you mean? Like, hey, do this for me, bro. Do that ESPN app, dog. You can put Dan as a reference.
Dan will cuss me out if I put his name in.
Steven Cat. What do you guys got? Anything else over there, Kat? Was that a group effort topic? I just don't want to exclude, but like, you know, Steve had that topic. Was that your group topic, or you guys have anything you want to say?
I will say that next week is my birthday.
Oh,
wow!
Drive by parade?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Not for that at all. I can't tell you how excited I am. I've never been this excited for my birthday This is exactly what I want. I am not a birthday person. Right. I think after a certain age, birthday parties, they're just either for milestones for adults or they're for kids. Like, after a certain point, I don't need a 28th birthday party. Like, it's just, you know what's going to happen. I'm going to turn 28.
Right.
So every year, I tell my parents and I tell my family, like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want any gifts. Like, just send me a text. It's fine, whatever. And every year, they don't listen. So if I don't throw myself a party, they throw me a party, which is like the opposite of what I want. And this year, they like legally can't do anything. And I'm so excited. I have an entire day planned. We're going to watch. I haven't watched Dateline for like 6 weeks because I'm just saving them all. We're going to like a ton of sushi.
There you go.
We're
going
to mimosa. Oh, sushi. I'm not leaving the house. I am like, this is the birthday that I've been preparing for, and I'm very, very excited.
I've been instructed no parade.
Congratulations. It's
not allowed.
No parade. Absolutely no parade.
They're 100% going to do a parade for you.
No.
I've already told two people no.
I won't be home. I'll shut off all the lights and close the parade. Yeah. I don't care.
We're not home during the quarantine.
We're not doing it.
Now, I hate to cut into your time right now, but we have a very special guest that is joining us right now based off of recent events. He's about to pop in here. It's Charlie.
Hey.
But,
yo, Juju, how you doing, dude?
All right, man. Trying to make it, man. Good to see you, man. Congratulations on the interview, brother.
Thank you so much, man. It was really cool. We had a ton of fun. So
this is,
yeah.
For the people that don't know, this is Charlie Hume of the Tom Brady Interview fame. Yes, the creator of the Tom Brady Interview. Charlie
and
Hume, ladies and gentlemen.
That's Steve from the LAF Live Show, right?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. And I forget what the status of your marriage was at that point, but I feel like we worked it out over the internet since then.
We're together.
Yes. Yes.
We're also joined by Aaron and his dad. And then we also have the Stupidity Podcast.
No, the whole podcast? I was going to say.
I don't have that going on.
That was a visual joke. Really stupid for a podcast. That's Stupak, by the way. He's here, too.
What up, though?
That's out of your team, too, man. North Carolina doing good these days, man. Y'all on the rise.
North Carolina football you talking about?
I mean, the whole program, y'all getting better and better. You know what I mean? If not for the quarantine, we'd have had a chance to see the Surratt do his thing this year, man.
It's crazy. Do you see he's like number two on Mel Kiper's board for linebackers for this next draft?
Ooh, big board. Exactly. Talk.
Which is a fraud, by the way. Mel Kiper is a fraud.
Okay.
My boy Greg Cody got six exact those. Mel Kiper got five.
Mel Kiper's a fraud until he makes you his number two linebacker on his big board, at which point then he's not a fraud. Then he's like, he's the guy.
Yeah.
Well, we should check with Greg Cody and see where Greg Cody has him on his big board, Chris.
Like right now, I should invite him in.
Yeah, invite your dad and see where he's on his big board.
I'm curious to see if your dad's heard of Chaz Surratt.
Oh, for sure he has. You want to know something funny? I don't know. Charlie definitely didn't listen to the Local Hour today, and I don't know if it made it. But we were talking about Tua's brother. So, like, Tua's brother has entered the transfer portal, right, and was getting out. He wants to get out
really?
Of Alabama. Yeah.
I know that.
So then there was rumors that he might come over to Miami to, to be with Tua, and that he'd go to maybe UM or FIU or FAU, one of those. So I was asking Greg Cody about it, like, hey, Greg, what do you think about Tua's brother coming out of the thing? There was rumors over the weekend he might be going to this school, that school, whatever. He's like, first I heard of it, he's like, what position is his brother playing? Quarterback. So I don't know that he necessarily is going to know where your linebacker is going to be ranked.
Well, you know, I was going to say, Billy, is I love FIU is like a second team I love because Butch coaches there, Davis, and he's got Bryn Renner on his staff. Bryn Renner was probably the best North Carolina quarterback before Sam Howell because, like, Sam Howell's doing it on a whole different level. Sam Howell's, like, breaking records. Like, he's a historically great quarterback, and it's just his true freshman year. So don't even get me started.
You're a big Bryn Renner fan?
I love Bryn Renner. I played beer pong with Bernard once. It was good times.
Oh, how
I don't
know
if I can say that on this. Yeah, I don't know if I can say that on this podcast. Can I say that on this podcast?
And Brady? Wow.
Exactly.
I've not played beer pong with Brady. That would be pretty cool, though. That would be a lot of fun.
We did interview him, though.
We did interview him. I still can't believe that, man. What?
Who were you more excited to meet, Bryn Renner or Tom Brady? But hold on a second. Wait, I'm not going to let you off the hook on this because we're not going to pretend like your interactions with Tom Brady were limited to just this one interview that you've had because you've interacted with Tom Brady before. And correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm probably betraying you here, but I don't care. You have, true or false, watched a game from Tom Brady's booth with his wife, Giselle.
Yes, I have done that.
Charlie. Yeah, I mean, that's my dog.
Well, it wasn't just them. Like, it was like a bunch of people.
Tom Brady's parents, who are adorable people. It was actually his mother and his father are both, like, incredibly sweet human beings. So it was fun to kind of hang out with them. His kids were there. Giselle's super sweet, super nice. It was fun.
Rank the Bradys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Marcia.
it's a Brady Bunch joke. I get that. I get that one. Yeah. All right.
We are on fire.
But you know what's kind of wild though is I'd never met Rory before, in my entire life. And I felt like that was – we had a great chemistry.
We're BFFs. Yeah, yeah. We're hanging out like when this is all over.
I know Mr. Dunn from before, and I've known Tom before, but Rory was just good dude.
Now, when Tom first joined, he hit you with a big guy. Is that something he always called you, or was that just a general, you think, nickname for him?
I don't know how to feel about that. Because, you know, you kind of feel like you're the little kid who got brought up to the big kid, you know, like the adult table. Like, hey there, big guy, come on up. Come talk to me.
There could have been worse ones. Like, pal would have been bad. How's it going, pal?
Yeah.
Big guy's not terrible. I feel like it could have been worse.
Yeah.
I feel like you kind of hijacked this whole thing, Charlie.
I sure did. Because I don't know what this is. I don't know what I've entered. Can I apologize to everybody here?
No, I'm good, bro. Hey, it's perfect because we can jump to my topic. You feel me? I'll jump on my topic right now because I had an idea for the quarantine game. You feel me? So, like, how many seats in one row just off the top of your head?
Of what?
Just in one row at the stadium. Yeah, one row. Like, the little section, one row. Is it 10?
Between 20 and 30, right?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about in one row. There ain't no 20 seats in one row, bro. It'd be like 10.
What about the long rows?
I've been a seat 18 before.
No, well, we only going to do 10.
Okay,
all right, so 10. All right. Okay, fair.
Let's say 10.
So, well, why'd you ask?
Because I really was curious, but y'all talking 24, bro. I done been to games. Ain't no 24 seats in a row. You feel me? Like, y'all sitting in the good seats, big money Charlie seats. We ain't got that. You know what I mean? We talking real. But – this is good because this is all big money Charlie people that I'm bringing to the games because the quarantine game is going to be like this. Say it's 10 seats in a row. All right. You might want to bring three. Well, basically, I'm going to cut it off at 5. So, and it can't be one person sitting in the seat that's like the fifth seat. So the fifth seat on one side and the sixth seat on the other side, them both got to be empty. You feel me? Then you could be in the rest of them seats and it got to be little, I don't know how they're going to do it, but the little quarantine box, little quarantine bags, however they do it like that. And you never leave out your little row. So once you walk in, somebody going to escort you in. Then you hit the buzzer to go to the bathroom, or you hit the buzzer if you want somebody to bring you some drink, whatever. You feel me? But all these seats is big bread. Like, these ain't regular ticket seats. But you had the whole little stadium quarantined off like that. So the people with that bread, they can show up to these games. The NBA or NFL can still get this bread. But it's just not going to be a full stadium. But you will still have fans and big money fans.
I could buy it on the grounds of creating a premium experience. You know, you're just going to pay double the regular price because you're part of a very exclusive crowd going there.
Hey, it's going to be more than double, bro.
But also, it's like the reverse airline play where, like, every, you know, the airlines keep giving you less and less space. And you're like, no, you're going to get more space. Mm-hmm. That kind of feels good. I like that experience.
Oh, my. This is an important conversation as well, and I'm glad we're having it. I just want to, you know what I mean, salute to all of y'all. I have no idea about my seats.
You don't have no idea about your seats?
Well, no, see, it ain't about the seats. I'm just talking about quarantining. So they want to have games. All right, you got to quarantine the whole stadium.
What if you just take out seats?
Well, then that's
what he's saying, right?
No, I'm not saying take out seats. You just say if you just covered up the seats with like the little plaid or whatever they do to quarantine. You get your little 10 bucks.
You put the seats
on seats 1 through 5, and then you get a little 10-foot roof or 8-foot roof because ain't nobody that tall. So you got your little fans.
Every other row, wouldn't you?
You could do that too.
I don't want nobody like coughing on me.
Right behind. No, but you got you in your quarantine box. So that's the whole point of your quarantine box.
What if you made like a fishbowl that you could wear on your head and everyone, when you came in, like you did like a giveaway night and everyone gets a fishbowl and they just put it on their head?
I like it.
How do you think out of that, bro?
That's a good point.
Stupid suggestion, Charlie.
You put holes in it, but you can't put holes in it.
No, because then you can.
The quarantine. That's why I said the quarantine boxes, bro. Because you walk in, you go to your little box, and then it's just going to be you either on this side or that side. You feel me? It ain't nobody going to be walking over you. Only people that's with you that came to the game with you.
I feel like this is a golden opportunity for you to pitch Charlie your other ideas because Charlie has access to people with deep pockets. You know what I mean?
Please do not position me as a venture capitalist. I would love to hear your ideas, Stupak, but I am not a venture capitalist.
I feel
it's
like
not a, it's, a, capitalist. It's a company idea, bro.
You don't think that we could do this privately and beat ESPN to it?
We could, but it'd be a whole different setup. You feel me? Yeah, I got an idea for it to go somewhere else with it, but it'd just be a little bit different is in how you're going to get your money from the because, all right, how ESPN going to get their money is we buying a team and we're going to make it a real-life fantasy team. Mm-hmm. So everybody who vote on the team has to be an ESPN Plus member.
Can I just interject here, because this is actually really interesting. This is a terrible stereotypical thing I'm saying from the viewpoint of my character. Billy, remember the party we went to at the Super Bowl in Atlanta? And we talked to the guy who had a league where it was literally a fantasy league. Like, you could buy shares of a team and you could control the team. I didn't remember whether or not they'd started doing it yet or whether they were trying to launch it.
We not starting a league, bro. We buying an NBA or NFL team.
Exactly.
We could buy the Knicks and everybody would be down with it.
Right. But that's
everybody. So if we bought, and then we got enough money to buy the Knicks, bro. They spent $30 billion buying all that Fox off-brand stuff. Yeah. So you can't go take $5 billion and go buy the Knicks, and then we're doing this with the ESPN Plus. You know how many New York people will be, or New York, New Jersey, all them people will be fans, bro.
I don't know if they'd all want that. I don't know if all Knicks fans would want that.
No, bro, you got to think about it. Everybody want to vote, or just think about the people who do want to vote. So mm-hmm. they go register, and then we got to have it set up where you can't bot it, you can't scam it, none of that.
How do we protect against trolls?
Yeah, I had a protection for that, right? So say this year, it's Zion coming out, but they tried to troll us, and they want us to get Zion. No, bro, we still got somebody in place to be like, no, we not doing that, bro.
We now go to Lower Ranger official attorney, Aaron's dad, on his thoughts on everything we've been talking about. Is this plausible what we're talking about?
What are the legal ramifications?
I'm all for it, and I think I could put together a group and the Knicks. Wow. Nobody wants. We could make a lot of money with that. They couldn't make any worse decisions than they've made over the past.
Right. That's what I'm saying, bro. If you take it, you have to be an ESPN. You could raise ESPN Plus memberships to like $25, bro. In New York, go and buy it just because they feel like they got a voice. People want a voice, bro. As big as fantasy football and all that is, they're going to have a bigger voice if we do it like this. And then this is the whole thing. See, you ain't got to my whole point, Big Money Charlie. So we take this money. We go get an NBA team, right? Okay. We get an NFL team. Well, ESPN already owned by Disney World, so we go get a Disneyland, and I created something called the ESPN Hall of Fame. So we take these four things in an expansion, like you said, and we go build our own city. So now it's basically an ESPN Plus city, and for people who come travel, it's like, the point system for your scout is based off different stuff. It's not just, are you an ESPN Plus member? Everybody's stuff the same. No, you're an ESPN Plus member and a Disney Plus member. That's more. If you're a season ticket holder for any team in the league, that's more. Games you attend, that's more. Stuff you stream on ESPN Plus, whether it's TV shows or games, that's more. So it's so much that goes into your scout score and goes into ESPN that is going to be reoccurring. And then we build this whole city like it's no ESPN Hall of Fame. And then it's not going to be like the regular basketball Hall of Fame where everybody get in or something like this. This could be something real strict. I told them on another episode how it is when you walk into the ESPN Hall of Fame. So you got all this in one city.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little lost at the city portion of this. Are people living here?
Listen, though, you buy ESPN, you buy a team in the NBA, right? Expansion team.
I got that.
So it got to be in a different city. You buy an NFL team, expansion. It got to be in a different city, right? So then you build Disneyland. You're going to bring Disneyland with it because it's ESPN Plus. You're going to have a zoo with it because you just have a zoo. And then you're going to have the ESPN Hall of Fame. Listen, you're going to have the ESPN Hall of Fame because that's what I created, too, to go along with it in the point. So this is a whole city that you're putting together. So, yeah, you just got to put a house and the other infrastructure around it, which could be cool because now we could go solar power with it. We can make it where there's no processed food in our city. Like, the ESPN city could be something great, bro. That's what I'm saying.
This is utopia.
I have no idea what this has become, but I love it.
I'm in for this. Can I ask you, Mr. Golden, where are you from? I love your accent.
Tennessee.
Where in Tennessee?
West Tennessee, rural, but I'm the Mississippi River.
My mom is from Memphis. Sorry, that was a total aside. That's
where I'm at.
Oh, you're in Memphis right now?
Juju, you should drive to visit him.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Next time anybody asks me, I'm going to see my pal Aaron and his dad in Tennessee.
Billy, who have we not heard enough from in this? Who's going to leave here angry they didn't get to talk enough?
I think Steve.
That's my vote.
Are we still talking about Kuiper's big board?
Oh, yeah. Hey, what happened to your dad? Yeah,
he's eating. He was in the middle of dinner. It's weird that he's eating dinner at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Juju, are you feeling any better? I feel like we started this and you were a little down.
Nah. That's what I'm saying. I was just, you know what I mean? I'm fantastic. As far as the quarantine goes, you know, I need a little help, you know what I mean? Because we all have been here, you know. It's a lonely place whenever you're quarantining alone in a one-bedroom apartment, you know what I mean, with no necessary plan for the future.
Hey, bro, we about to build a city, dog. What you mean ain't no plan for the future, bro?
Yeah.
Lamley, baby. We doing this ESPN. We got Big Money Charlie on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Getting these teams. We building this ESPN Hall of Fame that ESPN never had. We going to put it next to Disneyland and the zoo. Help Ron McGill. Hey, we getting money,
I'm
bro.
I'm glad we have a zoo. That was a good part of the presentation. Juju, can I say, I loved your album. That was a really great album, man.
Before Charlie,
thank
before
you so much. And that's how we got here. I was just, you know what I mean, casually.
I love that album.
Shouts out to you because you were one of the first people to hit me and be like, hey, yo, congratulations on the album, man. You know what I mean? And I was telling them that how much I appreciated that. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you now, I really appreciated that because sometimes, you know, we get down on ourselves and that really lifted me up that day.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad. Yeah, I was out. It was like actually one of the first days when I was trying to work out in my backyard during quarantine, and I put that on. I was like, damn, this is the perfect soundtrack right now. So that I loved it. That was a really good album.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
You guys have any suggestions for what Charlie should do with an animal that he has stuck in his crawl space?
What animal?
It's a raccoon, I think. Wait, I think it's a raccoon. No, I don't know. Maybe it's
a crawl space. But look, do you know where to get out of it? You just got to find somewhere it can exit and just leave some meat right there. Like throw one right there.
Oh, wow.
Throw one 3 feet and throw one all the way out and keep throwing it. Throw it out, then throw it out the door. Throw it 3-5 feet out the door. And then as soon as it walk out, just close the door, bro. Then you're going to have to find a way to stop it from getting back in, though. But you can get it up.
That's like some Elmer Fudd stuff.
I kind of like
that. I've done it before, bro. Because I had a raccoon, too. And I didn't know what it was at first. I thought it was a mouse or something. Because I'm like, man, what the
because it's so much louder, right? It's wild. Like
it was eating little stuff, bro. It's just eating little stuff around the crib. I'm like, bro, it gotta be like a mouse in here or something, man. I gotta keep eating little how it's getting over here. And then that wouldn't make sense too. That's right. Because it's like, bro, it's eating my sandwich that I left on the table. Like,
wait, oh, what? Like, what?
I'm like,
wait a minute. Hold on, Stupak. Wait. You had a raccoon living inside your house that was stealing your sandwiches?
Dog, stealing mad food from me, bro. Hey, and then, like, I talked to my baby mama, like, dog, you probably walked in the room. It was, like, looked at us and was like, no, I ain't coming in here, and walked out. Because it's like, he was in there eating all my food that I left out in the middle of the night.
I'm gonna start using
that when I like eat all this stuff later.
No, bro. Listen,
this is a quiet secret raccoon that was walking around your house where you and your baby mama were, and he would steal your food.
No, and kids, bro, and kids. Plural. Look,
someone was eating this food.
Listen to me, bro. I'm telling you that I got the raccoon out because I think I might have heard something. I threw something down in the basement, and then I came back like 2 minutes later. I seen him eating. I'm like, oh, all right. So then I threw it on the stairs. Then I threw it on the look because it's all on the little stairs going to the outside the door. So I threw it on the stairs, threw it on the little landing spot, threw it out the door, threw it around the corner. He came up, eating it. As soon as he walked out the door, I slammed that. Then he ain't never come back in the crib again, so I was good.
I don't know what happened before I joined this call, but Stupak, this is a starring turn right now. I'm really enjoying this.
This is his encore presentation, by the way. He was the all-star in the first one of these. That's why we brought him back, him and Juju. Billy, are we wrapping this up soon? We've been going a long time.
Right. Yeah, we still had 30 minutes.
All right, so Charlie, you're new to this. You're new to this. This is how it worked the first time. Do you remember the movie Dinner for Schmucks?
I know of it, but I never saw it.
That's kind of the exact same situation with all of us, so we didn't really know the rules of how this works. So at the end, we just kind of voted to see who won.
The one thing we do know is that this was Stupak's idea.
That was debatable because there was contention the last time as to whether Stupak created it or Heifer.
No, hey, listen, this was my thing about that, bro. When I said it, somebody said we already do that. It's Miles Miami, and we all started laughing. Even Roy started laughing, and you know Roy don't laugh like that.
Even Roy laughed.
Wait, if you go check the files, Roy laughed, bro. And I was like, dang, bro, like you ain't have to do me like that. You feel me, like? It was just an idea. But, yeah, y'all was like, we did that already. It's called Moss Miami. Now, I don't know if he came up with it before me or not. I just know I didn't take it from him.
So Charlie, now we have to pick the winner of this Dinner for Schmucks Part 2.
Okay.
And who are we going to start? We're going to start with Aaron's dad. Who performed the best in this, you know, whatever the hell we just did?
Nepotism.
Ooh, nepotism. I hate nepotism.
Stupak just killed it.
It's a good vote. It really is. All right, that's one vote for Stupak. We're going to go now to Steve and Kat. We're going to give them two votes. Child, please.
I'm going with Juju Gotti. He's too nice not to vote for.
Great.
He's the nicest man on earth in person.
All right. And Kat?
Graceland.
Grace.
My daughter has won.
Chris's daughter has a vote.
All right, moving on. Sorry about that. We're falling apart here. Charlie Hume.
I'm going to give a half vote each to Steve and Kat.
Wow.
I think you guys are great. We didn't hear enough from you.
2 words since you got on. I appreciate it.
You guys are great.
Aaron.
I'm going to vote for Stupa.
Wow.
All right. Now I want to make this interesting.
So wait, Juju hasn't voted.
No. Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, and I get the vote, too.
Yeah, Stupak gets the vote, too. What are you doing here, Chris?
You got all the cards, Stupak.
Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I'm going to split my vote, too. I'm going to split my vote because they had the baby, so I want them to get my vote, and then they might have to split it amongst themselves. But they get my half a vote, and then
– wait, who?
Cat Steve.
Steve, yeah.
That's a full vote now.
They don't have a baby.
No.
You don't have a child. No, Aaron's got the kid.
Aaron's enjoying
quarantine.
That was a wild guess.
No.
Yeah. Shot in the dark.
Aaron, bro. Oh. Then Aaron get my half a vote, and then my vote go to the OG Lara, and my other half go to the OG Lara Ranger Juju, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wait.
Oh, wait.
Juju and the lawyer are going to have to split it. Him and the lawyer are going to have to split that vote. You feel me? Because he got the... So I'm splitting my vote amongst three people. They all get thirds.
Wait, hold on. That's what I wanted to be clear on. Does Aaron and his baby get half a vote, and then Juju and Aaron's dad get a quarter of a vote because we're splitting that?
Yeah. Do that. The baby gets the most.
I'm going to need a vote tally so far. What's the tally so far? Like, what are we –
I'm keeping track. Don't worry. I got this. Don't worry.
I think it was – 2 for Stupak? Like he's the lead in the clubhouse right now.
Okay. I don't know, because half votes
are really pretty soft. Juju has a half?
Yeah. Hey, we're in a lot of decimals right now.
I know Grace
No, Juju got it. No, yeah. Juju got one and a half at least, bro.
Yeah, Juju has
one and a half.
Quarter. Because we gave
him a quarter. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right, bro. He got a quarter. Because I gave the the baby gets half. No
so,
doubt.
Billy,
yeah.
Can you very calmly just tell me the top three right now?
Well, who's left to vote, me and you?
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards voting to Stephen Katz's dog, if I'm going to be honest with you, because I made a quick cameo.
I'm going to vote.
I didn't even know.
Yes,
you know what?
That's really embarrassing for you, because your dog got more votes.
Everyone's voting for you, Juju, so we forgot to go to you on the vote.
Juju still has to vote, but I'm going to take that back. I'm going to give Stephen Katz's dog an eighth of a vote, and I'm going to give... I'm going to give Juju 7/8 of a vote.
What about Graceland?
I love Stupak, but I feel like Stupak's got the votes right now, and I want Juju to come back for the next one, too. You know what I mean?
So Juju now has 2.5 votes, if my math is right?
I don't know.
Juju, go ahead with your vote, and then Chris can vote, and then we'll add all this
stuff. Yeah. Aaron's dad's a lawyer, so he'll figure out the numbers for us.
Well, Juju's got 4.
Okay. Oh.
1, 2, 3, and... A quarter and then another quarter.
I don't think that's right at all.
I trust Aaron's dad on this.
I think we should let the dog and the baby vote.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Juju hasn't voted yet.
It's impossible to see that baby and not want to give it everything I have. So it's like, you get a half a vote and Stephen Kat, I love you guys. You know what I mean? You guys are so awesome. You guys get the other half.
Love you.
Wow.
I did not see Stephen Kat getting
this many points. I mean, not that you guys didn't do great, but like usually all the votes go to Juju and Stupak.
What are you saying?
He also didn't do great.
Well, yeah, that is doing great. We ain't get all the votes.
Congratulations, Aaron, by the way. That is a lovely baby.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Juju, whose baby do you like more, Aaron's or Chris's?
Oh, my goodness.
It's a shady question.
Both equally. They are both going to be the president and vice president of this great United States of America.
All right, but who would you vote for president?
Graceland.
Okay.
My guy.
Just because I don't know your baby's name, Aaron, that's all.
Georgia. Perfect for you.
Yeah.
Georgia. Wow. He's building the campaign already. He said it's perfect for you.
Uh-oh.
All right, so can I vote and will it affect anything? Like, there's my daughter.
Winner takes all.
Is that a vote for your daughter? Is that it?
Sure.
This was good. You guys are a fun bunch.
Lamley.
Go, Lower Rangers.
Juju still ain't gave us one, bro. Man, hey, we got to get you out that funk, bro, because we can't have you like this, dog. We got to get you back turned up. So, hey, man, we going to get you right, bro.
All right, I think we can end it there, unless Aaron's dad would like to send us out with a song.
And I was on a rocky top.